Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Fair Queen coordinator Deanna Wallert about the upcoming competition. Right, the 2018 Marion County Fair Queen competition coming up this weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we have three girls running this year, all from Knoxville High School. We are very excited about their backgrounds and their community standings. It is at 7 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Knoxville, and doors open at 6:30. The girls will do interviews pretty much all day long, consisting of individual interviews, group interviews, and then the stage portion. After the competition and the queen is crowned, we will then go over to Knoxville Speedway, and the girls will be announced there. Usually it's between the A and the B main, but sometimes it's depending on when they can get us in.
Well, let's talk about a little bit about the duties of the queen and I guess the results of the competition. What all does the winner have to do, and I should say get to do, for Marion County?
Sure. So we encourage her to reach out and find events on her own as well as the ones that we ask her to do. But so she'll be in different parades throughout the county. She is required to participate in the entire Iowa State Fair Queen competition, and that consists of more rigorous interviews, and that's a really fun time for the girls. They just get to go up and meet a lot of other girls competing, and they get to do fun activities all throughout the week that they're there. Other than that, during the fair, our queen will be at various livestock shows. She'll do the baby judging contest. She will run the bingo games and also be at the concert. And then usually she will get to hand out trophies at the races that weekend as well.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. What do you think it means to be able to represent Marion County as a part of this competition? And what do you think it's meant to past winners and how it will move on into the future?
Yeah, so it's something that past queens take a lot of pride in. Cody Pratcher, who was the coordinator right before me, she was our very first queen. I was the 2008 queen, and so it's just, we have a lot of pride in the competition itself, but also in our county. So it's very important for the queen to represent the county well, not only this year, but going forward. All of these girls are very involved in their individual communities as well as the county as a whole. And I think it's just really important to them to be able to represent what they love and share Marion County with the rest of the state.
You talked about these girls being involved, and obviously you're very pleased with the group that you have this year. What type of, I guess, values do you think they're going to help represent Marion County with?
They're all very involved in their communities, and leadership is a big one for us. When we're looking at the queens, we want personalities who will represent Marion County well, leadership so that they'll be able to take on everything that we give to them, and also independence, because we want these girls to be able to reach out and really share Marion County with everyone, not always just during the events that we direct them to. So all of the girls have been involved, you know, National Honor Society, FFA, 4-H, various band and choir. These girls are just completely well-rounded and have been involved in a lot of activities through their schools and their community.
Well, without giving too much away, what type of questions in the interview process will they be asked? And for any maybe some future competitors for Marion County Fair Queen out there, what should they maybe expect?
So one of the things that the committee prides itself on is that we are not in any way a part of the judging process. We bring the girls in and we prepare them and we put on the day, but we find the judges, and we try to get judges who are not familiar with Marion County, who would not be familiar with any of the girls or the families, and we give them the girls' applications and their the bios, and then we just kind of let them decide what questions they want to have asked. The committee will put together the pop-up question that is asked on stage, and we really try to have a diverse question and be able to really make the girls think on their feet, but give us a good, solid answer. We always stay away from politics. That's not the same at the state fair level, but we just think that it's best to stay away from politics during our competition. Other than individual interviews and the group interviews, that is completely up to the judges.
All right. Well, one final time, the details of the event, who's all invited, and when and where it is.
So everyone in the county or surrounding counties are invited. The doors open at 6:30. The stage portion will start at 7 at the First United Methodist Church in Knoxville. We encourage anyone and everyone to come support these girls because they have really worked hard.
Thanks to Deanna Wallert for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.